Welcome to Tourism Talk, brought to you by the Baltimore Tourism Association here on Baltimore Internet Radio. I'm your host, Chris Reel from Baltimore Rent-A-Tour, and this show is being recorded on March the 12th, 2014. And today I'm very happy to be joined by April O'Brien, the Director of Sales and Marketing for Watermark. Hi, April. How are you?
Hello, Chris. Going great. Thank you. Thank you for having me on today. This is wonderful.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. Thanks for making the trip here to Baltimore to be with us today.
Always a good time up here.
Yes, absolutely. So Watermark, let's talk a little bit about what Watermark is. There's a lot of different things that Watermark does.
Right. And Watermark's been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. Watermark's been cruising this part of the Chesapeake Bay for over 41 years now. Started off with a cruise from Annapolis to St. Michael, which is over on the eastern shore of Maryland, and from there started doing daily cruises in Annapolis and expanded the fleet and added a few other products. We have 13 vessels now.
And wow.
Yeah, a lot. Two of those are up here in Baltimore.
That's great. That's great. So originating in Annapolis, Watermark with the tours, the cruises at first, but you also do walking tours in Annapolis?
We do historic walking tours as well as ghost tours and a few other things along the way. Annapolis is, as you know, full of history. It is the state capital of Maryland, and our guides dress in historical attire. We don't call them costumes. Mm-hmm. And they guide people around Annapolis and tell them about the wonderful history and ever since the birth of the nation and this side of the country and going all the way through now. And history continues to happen there.
Absolutely. And we've been fortunate enough with Baltimore Rent-A-Tour to bring some of our groups down to Annapolis and benefit from those wonderful period-dressed guides. One of the great things about Baltimore is our proximity to these other historic cities. Of course, Annapolis, also Washington, D.C., and so we can put together some really great packages for our groups that are out there listening. If you're here for several days, you can include Baltimore, include Annapolis, and Watermark covers both of those locations.
Yeah, when we talk to a lot of our groups, as well as just people coming into the area, they are amazed at, what do you mean it's only 45 minutes away? You know, they can do so much between the nation's capital, between Baltimore and all it has to offer, and then a little bit of a beautiful historic seaport that we have in Annapolis.
Yeah, absolutely. We like to show people the Washington Monument here in Baltimore, and of course up on top of the monument we have a representation of George Washington resigning his military commission, and then you can go to Annapolis and stand in the Maryland State House where that actually happened.
And sometimes even stand next to old George in a waxed figure sort of way.
So, yeah, yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
That's great. The cruises. Let's talk a little bit about the cruises in particular. You mentioned some of the cruises in Annapolis. What are the options down there?
We do daily cruises. Our season begins right after spring. In fact, for this year, it's March 22nd, but just about every year around that time, we start our daily schedule. So every single day of the week, from basically 11 or 12 o'clock, depending on the time of year, through late afternoon, you can climb aboard Harbor Queen, which is she's our old lady, but she has she's since gone through a little bit of a facelift and a tummy tuck, so she's doing really, really well. We also have smaller vessels that you can go and see what I call the backyard tour of Annapolis. So Miss Anne goes out in the evenings, and that's a nice little cruise to just sort of relax and kick back on. We do 90-minute cruises on the weekends. We do the full day on the bay, which again goes from Annapolis to St. Michael's. So there's lots and lots of options about getting out on the water, which is what it's all about on the Chesapeake Bay.
And Annapolis, of course, known for being a maritime community, the sailing capital of the country down there. So that's a great way to see Annapolis from the water.
There's always something going on the water. Even in the middle of this interesting winter that we had with the ice, there was always something going on out there, whether it's the Coast Guard, the icebreakers, or even the ducks just kind of wandering around. So there's always something to see on the water.
Great, great. And of course, one of the big attractions in Annapolis also is the Naval Academy. And the cruises, I guess, go right by the yard of the academy.
Yeah, one of the great ways of really kind of immersing yourself in Annapolis is to take one of our cruises, and they all are narrated, so they all have a recorded narration, so people learn a little bit as well as being able to soak up salt and sunshine. Mm-hmm. And they go by the academy, and they talk about the different things that you see. And then you get off the cruise and you go on a walking tour, and we include the United States Naval Academy as well. And so you get to see it from both land and from sea.
That's great. So that's part of the same package. See the academy from the Severn River, and then you can actually be led in by one of your guides and see the yard of the academy up close.
Right. And we can do that either with groups or we can do it on individuals. So we accommodate as many people as we possibly can to have them enjoy a good time in Annapolis.
That's great. That's great. Now, if we move a little further north here in Baltimore, you've recently expanded up here. Is that correct?
Right. We've been doing this for several years now. We've had one vessel up here for, I think it's now 6 years. And we're doing, again, daily cruises out of the Inner Harbor. And I personally just moved up into this area about 12 years ago. So watching the transformation of Baltimore over the past 10 years has been amazing. And when I tell people, come to the Inner Harbor and take a cruise and get out on the water, and they're like, Baltimore has water? It's like, yeah, it does. It has a beautiful waterfront. Yeah, it has a beautiful waterfront. And the things that have gone on there, and people get out on the boat. We now do daily cruises again up here in Baltimore. And the season starts about middle of April, and then we go through about the middle of October. Mm-hmm. So people can get out on the water every single day. And one of the most favorite activities is the camera taking pictures of the beautiful Baltimore waterfront. Again, there's always something happening on the water, especially up in Baltimore. It is a industrial port. The water taxis are here.
Sure.
You have the skipjacks that you'll see out there. And of course, the Pride of Baltimore as she's cruising in and out of the harbor. So lots and lots of things to see.
That's great. That's great. And these are also narrated sightseeing tours.
These are narrated as well. We do a 45-minute cruise out of the Inner Harbor. That's our go-to cruise. That's what a lot of folks just want to get out, and that's a quick and easy way for them to do that. We get out as far as Fort McHenry, mm-hmm. so they get to see that and hear about that as well on the basic cruise. We also do, this year especially, the 1812. It's called the National Anthem Tour by Sea Cruise, and that cruise really talks about the Port of Baltimore as it was back in the time of 1812. So they hear about the people that lived here, that worked here, and how they were involved in really saving our country from the British at that particular point in time.
Oh, yes, yes, absolutely. We've been talking to a lot of our tourism colleagues about the War of 1812, and as you mentioned, of particular importance this year in 2014 with the 200th anniversary of our Star Spangled Banner. And of course, this September 6th through the 16th, 2014, we will be conducting our big Star Spangled Spectacular. And what sort of things is Watermark going to be doing?
As you already know, that particular point in September, there is so many things going on. Between the cruises that we'll be doing, we also have, of course, the Blue Angels cruises. The Blue Angels will be flying 4 different days. They have 2 practice days, and then they have 2 what they call demonstration days. And the Blue Angels were in Baltimore 2 years ago at the start of this celebration.
Right.
And seeing them fly over Baltimore and over Fort McHenry, and it was just amazing. And we expect the same thing again. And of course, there's the fireworks. Now, there's a rumor that I've heard there are going to be, is it 3 or 4 different simultaneous fireworks that are be going on that Saturday night?
It's going to be, yeah, something like that. I heard 4 or 5 different barges out on the harbor. I think they add one every time
they have
a new press release. But I did read that they just granted the contract to one of the most respected fireworks companies in the country that have done these sort of celebrations for decades. And so this is really going to be something. I can't wait.
Any place in the harbor, you're going to be able to see it. And my personal preference is seeing it out on a boat because you have unobstructed views.
Sure. Nobody's going to be in your way if you're actually out there on the harbor.
And there will, of course, be the extra boats in the harbor. I don't think there's going to be as many tall ships this year, but they know they have a lot of gray hulls as well as some character vessels and some other things that will be in the harbor. Always fun to see and to be able to hear about.
Well, it's going to be a magnificent celebration. This is something that we've been gearing up for a very long time, for 200 years, as a matter of fact. So it's exciting to have all of our tourism partners on board with this and promoting it. One other thing I wanted to mention here is something that I think is really exciting. You're going to be offering cruises this year that actually go from Baltimore to Annapolis to connect those two great cities.
Right. We've had a lot of requests over the past couple of years. My understanding was that a few years back, they did this. They did the Baltimore to Annapolis round trip. And it wasn't that well received. Mm-hmm. But, you know, times do change. Yeah. So we're going to try it again this year. We have two Thursdays, one in July and one in August, that people can get on board. It's going to be Raven. Raven is our newest vessel.
Beautiful ship.
Thank you very much. She's purple, by the way. So folks get on board at 9:30 in the morning. They get to Annapolis about 12:30. They spend a couple hours there, and they'll get back here in Baltimore about 7 o'clock that evening. So it's a full day on the bay with lots of sights to see. You see the Key Bridge. You see several lighthouses along the way. And you go under the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, which is amazing. And then you go into Annapolis, have a little time to wander around, and then do the reverse trip. It's like a little cruise, a little mini cruise that
you get
to go on.
That's fantastic. Food and drink available on board?
Food and drink. We'll have some snacks and breakfast and, you know, snacks on the way back. But yeah, we are on all our vessels, we have full cash bar. So in other words, you can get everything from a water or a coffee to something a little bit more interesting, like a beer, glass of wine. Yeah. Sea breeze out in the sea. It's a way to go. Yeah, all our vessels are equipped with that. And they're climate controlled as well. An Annapolitan 2 and Raven in Baltimore are both, you know, in those warm days, we have air conditioning on the main deck, and then it's wide open on the second.
So. We do have those extremes here in this part of the country, don't
we? Every once in a while.
Very cold winters and very hot summers, so the climate control is definitely important.
Yeah, but it makes it fun.
Those cruises really sound like a lot of fun. What kind of folks are generally interested in that kind of thing?
Wow, we get a little bit of everybody. It's funny. You can be down there during the morning and early afternoon, and we get lots of families. Everything from mom and kids and strollers. By the way, we are pet friendly, so they can bring Rover on board as well.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. And then in the afternoons, you'll find a lot of, probably the older couples, maybe some empty nesters that will wander on, just want to get out and refresh. And then in our evening cruises, because we do those on Fridays and Saturdays, you get a lot of some of the younger crowd that are out for either right before an evening out or maybe, you know, just getting on the way to dinner. So have a wide variety of people that come in both locally and then from all over the country and all over the world.
Wow, that's great. And all of your vessels are available for charter as well. Is that correct?
We do private charters. We do everything from birthday parties and reunions to a lot of corporate events as well. So people, businesses that are coming in for conventions and are staying to meet, what a great way to relax and pull everybody together on a team kind of cocktail cruise.
Absolutely. So for all of our event planners and tour operators and group leaders out there that may be listening, you definitely want to give Watermark a call and set up a really unique experience for your group. April, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Tourism Talk. How can people reach Watermark if they want to talk to you about their opportunities?
The best thing to do is, you can check out our website. The best website to start with, we have a couple, but it's cruisesonthebay.com. And from there, you'll be able to see all the different products and offerings that we have. You can also give us a call at our office. It's 410-268-7601. And we are there to answer questions and to help people have a great time here in Baltimore and Annapolis.
Well, thanks so much, April. Once again, that website address is www.cruisesonthebay.com and the phone number 410-268-7601. Thanks again for being with us, April, and thank you for joining us on Tourism Talk. I'm Chris Reel.